So let us start. So we have this Gemara in Saita. Gemara brings, I think it's Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Gemara brings that Amar Rav Shimon Chasidoi, that Yosef, Shekina Shem Shemayim B'Sei, so let's first read the Gemara inside and then we'll analyze it. That Yosef did an amazing mitzvah. He made Kiddush Hashem B'Seiser, which is an interesting concept. We always think of Kiddush Hashem, it means someone else has to know about it. So apparently there's a concept called the Kiddush Hashem B'Seiser, which is interesting. That means that if you do a mitzvah, even if nobody knows about it, if it's in a kosher mitzvah, you get a mitzvah, it's also Kiddush Hashem, which means, this is one of the, in this forum says that every time a person does a mitzvah, we mention often that there's what's called mitzvahs on the negrais. So one of the mitzvahs on the negrais that comes out is that every time you do a mitzvah, you're getting Kiddush Hashem. So Yosef did an amazing mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem B'Seiser. So therefore, what happened? So Sivat of Isaac and Bishmo. So he got an extra letter in his name because we find it's in the Gemara before that it says, Ades be Yehosef. That Yosef is called Yehosef with an ayin is added to his name. So, I'm sorry, a hey is added to his name. So they added a letter into Yosef's name. The letter is, and the letter is Gufa, one of the letters from Hashem's name. So that's because that was in some kind of mystical thing. We don't know what that means exactly, but because he was Mikane Shem Shammai. Okay. Yehuda was for Hestius, was even a bigger mitzvah. Okay. Then the word says, Yosef Mahi. What happened by Yosef? Says Yosef came into the house with the intention of doing his malachto. So what does that mean? So Rav and Shmuel, Rashi brings it to, says a malachto is Rav and Shmuel. One person says he was coming in to do his work, regular work, and then she started up with him. The Chad Omar and one says, Lasso Serchav. No, he Gupa Yosef came the Chatzchila. He woke up in the morning. He was obviously sleeping somewhere else. And he came into the house and he had Das, I'm coming to be Mizana. Nipna, I skipped a line, really. I skipped a line. Menamech is Shneim the Dvar Aveir and his Chavdu. Right? That's in the Gemara's Summa. They were both Mechamech for Dvar Aveir. I'm not sure if that's going only according to the Madamar of that he get what Sorchav, or it means according to everybody. At the end, he was mechamin for his varaveira. But Shneim is varaveira and it's chavda. Now we have a machloikas whether Yosef the Chatzchila was planning on doing the aveira or only later. Okay, so then basically she grabs onto him, and okay, we can skip some of the Gemara. So he basically agreed to do it. That's the Gemara says. Ba'isa Shah, I skipped a few lines in the Gemara. Ba'isa Diukna show up. It appeared the image of his father, the nearest Lavakadam, and he saw it in the window. Amrlo, and his father said to him, Yosef, Asidin Achicha Sheitlu Be'Avne O'Efo. The brothers are all going to be written on the Avne O'Efo, that's the Avne Meluim. That the Kohen Gadol carries. And if you remain at Tzaddik, you're going to be one of them. But if you do this Aveira, do you want Sheyimcha Shimcha Beinayim? You'll be erased from the Avnei Luim. And instead of getting that tremendous Kavod, Tikare Raya Zainis, you're going to go down in history as a Mizanet. Okay, and that's why it's up. Rashi says, a person is Meroe Zonis. He loses home. Rashi says, what's home? Shame to. You lose your good name. And other you, Yosef, have a good reputation. You have a good name. And if you do this Avera, you lose everything. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara basically says that Yosef was planning on being Mizana. Either according to one shot, he went to the house of Chatzchila to Mizana. According to the second house, he went to do his malacha, but then she started up with him. And after she started up with him, he decided to mizana. But either way, at some point, Joseph decided to mizana. The musiyukto of it came. There is a shayin, poshep shayin, it was a nais, min a shemayim, So there is not one opinion that means that Yosef conjured up in himself the image, but that's not the Pashut Pshat. The Tzimus Diyuk Noshoaviv gave him the speech, and Yosef refrained. So there's two latent kashas. I want to really say the shmuz on the second kasha. The first kasha is the more blatant kasha. Is that here this old chazal is coming to tell us what a tremendous tzaddik Yosef is. The Gemara says, Yosef, because he was Mikadosh Shem Shemayim B'Kaseser, he got an extra name. And he says, Yosef Mai, and they tell this story. As if to the whole Maisa of the Gemara, the purpose, the agenda of the Gemara is to tell you what a tzaddik is. If anything, it doesn't sound like great tzidkus. It sounds like very insulting to Yosef. That first of all, he was ready to do the Aveira. According to one shot, he actually came into the house ready to do the Aveira. And even, and it's mashma, if it wouldn't have been a nace, if Hashem wouldn't have made a nace, such as Musiyut Noshoavit, which Pashas is not Abiderech Hateva, he would have done the Aveira. It's not just that he had a fleeting thought to do the Aveira. Without a nace, he would have done the Aveira. And even with the Tzimus Tiyuk Noshoavim, it seems if let's say there would have been a Tzimus Tiyuk Noshoavim and the father didn't say anything, he just would have seen his father's image. You would think that would be, you know, that would shake him up. He's about to do this Aveira, and all of a sudden his father from Canaan comes standing in the window. No, that wasn't enough to stop him either. He would have still done the Aveira. He had to hear a Musar Shmuz. And what was the Musar Shmuz? Was nothing to do about the Shem Shemayim. The Musar Shmuz is, hey, Yosef, you want to lose your covet? You want to, you know, you have a good reputation. You want to be on the Avnei Beluim. It's a lot of covet. You're going to lose your covet if you go ahead and you're Mizana. You want to give up all your covet, Yosef? Come on. Covet, you know, covet is not an enjoyable thing. So it doesn't seem like any great tzidkus in Yosef. Surely that he was planning on doing the Aveira, that he wasn't going to stop even when he saw the Musiyuk Noshoavit, that he only stops because of Kavod. Like, where is the Sitkut? So, I want to make two points. The first point is a point that we always say about a million and a half times, that even great people can sometimes be Nifshon in Aveira. It may be because sometimes it's very hard. Some Aveiras are very, very hard to shine it. Now, I'm not sure, according to Pashut Pshat, was anything special that day that was a harder Nisayon than other days? Maybe yes, because one thing Gemara seemed to say because no one was home. But Pashut, she could have been Mizan any other day. Also, she was enticing him every day. So it seems, you know, there's sometimes, you know, there's a person, there's like two nafkaminas. One is, if a person is nichshol, not to get so depressed. Because listen, even Yosef was close to being nichshol. And more the other way, which is more for Nogetos, is even if you were nichshol, don't become complacent. Here, we don't know how many months went by. Every day, Yosef is not nichshol. So you think that Yosef can already be convinced, listen, I don't have to worry. I'm invisible. And not invincible. You know how many people tell me that I've been around so many people with coronavirus and I never caught it. Obviously, I must be, I have some kind of antibodies or natural immunity. And then a week later after they tell me that, they get sick. Don't assume that you have natural immunity. Don't be a big shot. You know, Yosef could have been a big shot. He could have said, you know, I was around, for 2 months, 3 months, Ages Botifa has been tempting me. I just been water off the duck's back. I told her, no problem. I can withstand this Nisayan. This is baby stuff for me. It's easy. It's getting boring already. Every day the same Nisayan. You know, come on. And then one day he wakes up and bam, bang. You know, it's too hard. I can't do it anymore. So that is one to hear, that don't become complacent. Don't become overconfident with ourselves. We have to dare to, just because one day everyone maybe it's a different mood, or who knows why it's different. One day is not the same as the next. Okay, that's the first shmooze. But I want to, my main shmooze, the second shmooze. The question is like this. The Maisa, Yosef gets tremendous credit. Yosef Kira Shem Shemayim B'Seifzer. I said, what's the Kira? Where in the world is Kira Shem Shemayim? If Yosef did this totally Shalom Lishma, then there's no Kira Shem Shemayim. You know, Yosef's father came to him in this Mustiyato, and he told him, that isn't Yosef, you have a chance to be on the Urim V'Tumim. That's an amazing covet. And you have this amazing shame tov. And if you do this Aveira, you're going to be right in Zionist. It's not worth it. You give up so much covet and go think it's right in Zionist, right? It's not like he told him, you know, it's Aveira, Yiras Shamayim, right? Wasn't Yosef's father didn't mention a word of Yiras Shamayim, didn't mention anything. Yaakov, he didn't say a word of, that's not right, it's Osir, it's an Aveira, it's an Avla, Ruach HaTumah. He got to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing. He just talked about Coven. That you're going to be on the Urim V'Tumim, and you're going to give it all up, and that's what Rashi says. You lose Shem Tov. Shem Tov is just a Coven. So where in the world is that it says that he went ahead and he was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim? So there's a very, very big insight here. And I heard this really from the Shiva that sound. I heard it on tape. I didn't hear it from him in person. I heard it from they used to have a conventions in the yeshiva with the Menachem conventions. And being that I was on a very, whether rightfully or wrongfully, but I was on a tight kodal budget. So I didn't go. I couldn't afford it. Didn't want to afford, whatever it is, I didn't go. I didn't go to the kodal. Also, there was another thing. They didn't let kids go. And I had no one to babysit my children. So I couldn't go anyway. So there are two reasons, whatever reason. I didn't go to the convention. I chatosani masker. So I listened once to one of the question and answers after the convention. So someone asked Rashiva a following question that, you know, I don't remember exactly how the case, but the basically paraphrase the question in relating to us. But it probably was asked in a slightly different manner. But he says, basically, let's say I'm learning in yeshiva. Now, I can learn. I'm learning fine. I'm learning about Hasmada. I'm doing great. Can I learn with more Hasmada? Of course, there's always room for improvement. Now, the shaila is, should I start trying to motivate? Right now, I'm being motivated to learn, basically, to Shem Shemayim, because I want to do the mitzvah. I want to get this char, which is, that's the Shem Shemayim. That's called Shem Shemayim, Schar Ve'Oinesh. I realize that Shem runs the world. Right? Very nice. Now, I'm starting to get, I'm in 20s, whatever. I'm getting close to Shidduchim age. Maybe I should start thinking, you know, if I learn extra well, I'll get a good reputation. Maybe I'll get a really good Shidduch. I'll get a real big coven. I'll marry a Shiva's daughter, and I'll get a lot of coven. I'll get a lot of money. You know, or some other negias, so I could maybe inspire myself to learn a little extra by thinking about these ulterior motives. But on one hand, I'll learn a little more. You know, I'll get a little bit more motivated to learn, and I'll learn an extra 10 minutes. I'll learn with extra biggest reasons, because not only then my motivation to learn for the sake of getting this charvainish, but I have an added motivation. I want to get covered. I want a good shidduch. I want to get a lot of money, whatever it is. I don't know, whatever it is. I want a good job. Or should I say, listen, why I'm learning, as it is, I'm learning 10, 12 hours a day. I'm learning the Shema. So then I should learn another 15 minutes. I should mess up my learning and mix in Shalom Lishma. Why should I ruin 10 hours of learning the Shema with just to get an extra 15 minutes of Shalom Lishma, and then the whole learning will be Shalom Lishma? That was basically the question. So the Rashiva answered, you're making a mistake. So if you go ahead and tell yourself, I want to learn more, so I'll get a good Shidduch, so I'll get covered, you're not learning Ki Uzeh for Shalom Lishma. It's 100% Lishma. Because it says, if you were motivated Shalom Lishma, if you were motivated to get covered, you wouldn't be in yeshiva. The guy who really wants covered doesn't come to yeshiva. You want covered, You go to work, make yourself $1 million, because everyone believes that they can make $1 million until they actually try. Until they try, everyone thinks they know how. You go to work, you make your $1 million, you give a little bit to give Staka, you become a guest of honor, and whatever it is, you get tremendous confidence. Kavaldik. He says, if you're motivated because you want to get covered, then you're really fooling yourself. You're not really interested in covered. You want to learn. You just have the Yetzirah that's pushing you out of the base medrash, which says, you know, you're not so thrilled about learning because you think that when I'm learning, I'm doing what's right, but I'm losing. Wouldn't it be nice if I also got covered? So you're, and I wish I would get some covered. So you're throwing your Yetzirah a bone by telling him you're going to get covered to get the Yetzirah off your back so you can learn with more asmada. But really, your whole learning is a shame shamayim. But as Yeshua said, there's such a thing called you throw the Yetzirah a bone. But you do it on purpose. Your whole reason you throw him a bone is a shame shamayim. It's a shame shamayim that I imagine I'm going to get covered. It's a shame shamayim that I think about the covered. If I wasn't interested in Shem Shemayim, I would do other ways. Okay? It's because I want to do the mitzvah, because I want to learn, and the Yetzer doesn't let me, so I think about the covet to get the Yetzer to not to bother me. So it therefore, that's not a chisaron in the Shema. That's a shalom Shema. That's a trick of how to do the mitzvah of the Shema. And once you get the Yetzer off your case, then you do the mitzvah of the Shema. He said, that's what's happening here with Yosef. Yosef Avada, at the end of the day, when Yosef wasn't Mizana with Eishes Potiphar, he did it in the Shema, 100%. He did it because Hashem says so, it's Osir. He didn't do it because I'm going to get the covet. The covet would not have been enough to stop him from being Mizana, probably. He did it for the mitzvah, except he had this super, super Yetzirah, which didn't allow him to do what he wants to do. I want to do the mitzvah. I want to beat the Yetzirah, but my Yetzirah is too strong for me. So what do? So I think of a trick. I have a trick to fight fire with fire, and therefore lower the heat of the Yetzirah. And then I can beat it, Hashem Shemayim. So they're sure that that's called the 100% Nishma. So Yosef gets tremendous credit because he did it 100% Nishma, because this was only an Eitzah, even if it was a Neis Min Hashamayim, but it was only an Eitzah to weaken the Yetzirah to allow him to do a Nishma. Okay, anyway, what the Nafka Mina, practical Nafka Mina, is that it's a very, very good trick for us, practically speaking, even though obviously, you know, to go ahead that our Ikar learning should be Shalom Lishma, we're not saying that, Chas V'Shalom. But sometimes if we're to use the Shalom Lishma as a vehicle to get the Yetzirah off our back is a very, very healthy thing. And it allows us to be able to do mitzvahs v'simcha, and allows us to do a greater Hasmada, and it's a mitzvah, not an Avera, that's being smart. You know you have a Yetzirah, you know your Yetzirah interferes with your being able to do the mitzvahs. So you use these tricks to think about your shaduchim, and you're going to get a better job, and I'll get more coven, and all these things. These are tricks to help yourself get the Yetzirah off your back so that you can go ahead and learn with more asvada. Okay, that's basically it. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.